This is John Batchelor from a conversation with Elizabeth Peak of The Hill, Fox News, and Fox Business about Jerome Powell and his challenge to when to deliver the three cuts promised by the Board of Governors at 2023 end, with a disappointing or unexpected inflation number printed, Wall Street reacting negatively for the moment, looking for four cuts as early as May. Liz speculates, anticipates, reasons that Jay Powell will need to do whatever cutting he's going to do before July. After that, it would be perceived as decidedly partisan. Here's Liz Peak to explain what the inflation number printed in these last hours means for the reduction in interest rates ahead.
This unexpected, I kind of a conundrum, right? Because now Wall Street got up to expecting six or seven cuts.
Right.
They weren't listening to Jay Powell. They just refused to believe that he wasn't going to be aggressively cutting interest rates. There has been nothing in the data that's come out in the last month or so that would lead him to take a more dovish position. I mean, you know, whether or not that jobs number is real, it's a pretty big number. And I think, you know, then the inflation number is sort of follows along that. We'll have a PPI number out later this week. Maybe that'll give Powell a little bit of ammunition. But right now, the street is now at like four rate cuts, I believe. That's kind of where the street has sort of settled into. I think what's really difficult is Jay Powell cutting interest rates after, let's say, July. I mean, then you're really talking,
be screaming partisanship.
Yeah,
if he did
yeah,
that.
Exactly. Yeah. So my bet would still be, you know, maybe May that you get a rate cut.
And that's where they are comfortable, May now.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, because May and then you could follow up in June with another one, possibly July. And then I think it's over. I don't think you can really cut right into an election because that would really be perceived as sort of tilting the playing field.
More of this later. Thank you.